Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In a positive development for agriculture, the budget only directs the House Agriculture Committee to identify $1 billion in potential savings over the next 10 years, or $100 million per year. That number is significantly lower than the budget resolution in previous years and much lower than had been anticipated for this year's budget.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
At that time, there is the potential for amendments to be offered that could attempt to cut additional funding from agriculture, but at this time, no such amendments have been identified, and we feel like the leadership in the House, and specifically Chairman Conaway of the House Agriculture Committee, have done a good job of protecting the newly passed farm bill in this budget process.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Senate Budget Committee this week also marked up their budget resolution, and again, that budget does not include any cuts that are required to agriculture programs. So the Senate Agriculture Committee was not instructed to find any savings from agricultural programs, including the Farm Bill. That's a very positive development. Again, we expect that Senate budget to move to the Senate floor next week. And again, while there is the potential for amendments to be offered, at this time we feel pretty positive about where things are shaping up on the budget front.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
At this point, we don't think it's likely that the final compromise between the House and Senate versions, we don't believe that will include any specific reductions to agriculture. So we think at the end of the day, this budget is going to result in the Farm Bill and crop insurance programs largely remaining intact without any budget reductions.